Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and we're at Greenbuild, and I'm sitting here actually in the Bentley Prince Street booth, which is almost near the center of the space here, and I'm with Catherine Minervini. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing great today, Kemp.
Well, yeah, let me tell you, I think you're the best looking person I've interviewed today.
Well, thank you very much.
So tell me Bentley Prince Street's message points for Greenbuild this year.
Well, we have a few message points going on, and everything from product introduction to social sustainability. What we're standing on today is a product that's in development with our design team called Zip Stitch, which is made from our Reentry 2.0 fiber, which is type 6.6 fiber, made back into type 6.6 fiber.
Right.
And this product is about just over 30% of that fiber. It also includes hemp nylon flax, which is a very small percentage, but it does show that we are investigating other resources and other means to get more sustainable product. Another big announcement for us is we are certified NSF to the new NSF standard.
Okay.
So we are gold on all of our high-performance PC, which has the 10% post-consumer content, as well as our Next Step backing. High performance is for our broadloom. Next Step is for our cushion tile.
Well, let me go back and cut in just for this. This part you talked about on the floor, this is actually part of what makes you guys who you are. I mean, this is a very good-looking product on the floor. It looks like you have it in both a modular and a...
Yes.
Is it both modular and broadloom?
Yes.
Okay. And I mean, it's edgy. It's very attractive product, and it's also it's got a cradle to cradle story, as you
yes,
said, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah. It does. Okay. Yep. And so it's getting, you know, it's well received, and we're looking to hopefully launch that sometime next year.
Right.
And we did preview it at NeoCon, and showing it again, of course, is the right audience for it.
You also, I see in your booth, have an island of computers over here. What's going on there?
Well, missionzero.org is a new website that we're launching in conjunction with all of the Interface Inc. companies. And
okay.
This will be a social networking, a sustainable network of information, people, groups, stories. Anyone can have a blog, have their own, come up with their own mission. People can join other people's missions. You can have questions and answers. You can answer questions. You can create questions. And really, it's a network of people, of like-minded people who want to share their stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally transparent website.
So it's like
a
Facebook.
It's a Facebook for
sustainability.
For sustainability, exactly.
Okay.
It's exactly that. And we're doing it with all the Interface companies around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our soft launch. So anyone that joins up today becomes a Zeroist,
okay.
One of the charter members of the network.
All right. Well, I'll have to get signed up.
We'll get you signed up for sure. Another big thing for us is social sustainability. We've been participating in social sustainability for a very long time. Local,
right.
You know, we're very involved in our local community, right in the city of industry, all the way through beach cleanups and dam cleanups throughout the state of California. We encourage all of our associates to let us know what they're doing on their own volunteer time.
Mm-hmm.
We measure all of that.
Right.
But a big part of what we've been doing at Bentley Prince Street is we've partnered with an organization called ANU, which is the Asset Network for Education Worldwide. And what ANU does is they'll take all kinds of furniture, office furniture, and find a new home for it. So the company that's donating it gets a tax receipt,
mm-hmm.
and then underprivileged companies or underprivileged schools, third world countries, school systems, libraries, police departments will get this furniture free of charge. And what's great about this partnership is we can go in with ANU, they take us in with them, and we see if we can repurpose the carpet as well. So instead of sending the carpet to a landfill, we'll repurpose it, either reuse it, and if it can't be reused again, then we can take it and put it into our Reentry 2.0.
Okay.
So it really hits on so many different levels, and really I think this is going to be a huge differentiator for us as we move into 2009.
Also, when we talk, I mean, obviously I'm no stranger to your company. You guys have a LEED certified
mm-hmm.
manufacturing operation on the West Coast.
We're LEED EB under
That's
version
right.
2.0.
Yeah.
And that was exactly a year ago. We're mm-hmm. silver. And, of course, we're already starting to work towards the next levels.
All right. That's great.
Over the next few years.
Well, you know, I think you guys have been to every one of these green builds
mm-hmm.
since they started, I think, in Austin 5 or 6 years ago. So tell me, how has the show evolved?
It's really interesting. I think when we first started coming here, it was much smaller.
Right.
And it was a little bit more product specific, and the attendee was a little different. I think what we're seeing now is A, it's grown exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
B, it's such a varied amount of products. So everything from building materials, including exterior, interior, finishes, all kinds of items, anything that pertains to architecture or interior design.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the flooring industry jumped onto this whole message early, and so I think the first couple of years, probably maybe as much as a third of the space was from flooring companies, but it's filled in now, and there are a lot more different product categories in the building arena that are represented here now.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So it's very varied, and I think because of that, we're getting a different type of customer that's coming. I think what we're seeing this year, which is pleasantly surprising, is a lot of end users, a lot of universities, school systems, some healthcare, a lot of construction companies. So we're getting a varied group of people. I think in the beginning it seemed to me to be a little bit more residential. Mm-hmm. And I think now it's really expanded out into the commercial and some of these bigger end users. And I think we're seeing that from our side, just the questions that we're getting asked from our customers and what we're doing in this arena.
Well, we're up here in Boston, and so, you know, I think you're getting a lot of facility managers,
yes.
A lot more specifiers on the design side. You know, people talking about bigger projects, even though we're looking at maybe perhaps a little bit of a dip coming into
yes.
next year. So.
Well, but I think ultimately we're seeing some of those big projects will start to emerge maybe once we get into the new year.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. We're about out of time. As I've said, we're talking to Catherine Minervini, who is the Vice President of Marketing at Bentley Prince Street, and you're listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.